Good morning. This is 89.7 WUWM. Thousands of undocumented immigrants in Milwaukee may skip work today and refrain from shopping at local businesses. They'll march from the South Side to the county courthouse as part of Voces de la Frontera's annual Day of Activism. It's meant to show the impact of immigrants and refugees on the local economy and broader community. The day comes as some feel under attack after a surge in enforcement by federal agents in other states in the last week. Worries already had been heightened after a recent incident in Arizona.
Well, breaking overnight, protests erupted in Mesa, Arizona, as officials tried to deport a woman, possibly the first deportation under President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigrants.
Authorities deported the undocumented immigrant because she had a felony record for using a false Social Security number. She had been living in the U.S. for decades and was checking in regularly as ordered when they arrested and transported her to Mexico. President Trump called for a more aggressive approach to illegal immigration in one of his first executive orders. Last week, he urged the nation's police chiefs and sheriffs to help.
You know the illegals. You know them by their first name. You know them by their nicknames. You have that power. The federal government can never be that precise, but you're in the neighborhoods. You know the bad ones, you know the good ones.
Trump says gang members, many of them undocumented immigrants, are responsible for much of the violence in U.S. cities. Christine Newman-Ortiz of Voces de la Frontera fears authorities will use Trump's policy to cast a wide net.
Through his executive order, he has made everybody a national priority with total disregard to whether or not they're a contributing member to the community, how deep their ties are, what their family ties are, their record.
Newman-Ortiz says she also is concerned about Trump's call for help from local law enforcement agencies. She says more of them may enroll in the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Program known as 287G. It deputizes local officers to act as federal ICE agents. They then have the power to arrest and detain people they suspect are undocumented immigrants.
It really is a green light to profiling, harassment. It's a gross misuse of precious public resources that we have.
Newman-Ortiz worries Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark will enroll his agency. He's touted his relationship with federal immigration authorities, saying he'll be working with them to identify, quote, criminal illegal aliens. So one message of today's Voces March is to stop Clark and the 287 program. Clark declined our request for an interview, but on Facebook, his office says it has not sought to enroll in the program at this time. The post says if the county did get involved, deputies would receive 4 weeks of special training. Jonathan Thompson says the program gives local agencies tools to keep their communities safe. Thompson is executive director of the National Sheriffs Association.
We want to make certain that sheriffs have all the resources at their disposal to ensure that when somebody is taken into custody, they are rightfully held, they are legally held, and due process is followed.
Thompson says with President Trump's more aggressive approach to illegal immigration, it's likely additional communities will want to sign up to have their officers deputized as ICE agents. Currently, about 40 agencies in 16 states participate. ICE says in the last decade, the officers have identified more than 400,000 immigrants potentially eligible for deportation, most of them at county jails. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.